This episode of Going Forward is brought to you by Optmizer, an award-winning PPC management tool used by advertisers worldwide. Save time and boost the performance of your PPC campaigns on Facebook, Amazon, and Google or Microsoft. Get a 14-day free trial at optmizer.com/go/VIP.
Welcome to Going Forward, where inspiring conversations with leaders and entrepreneurs shape tomorrow. Dive into the depths of their journeys, the hurdles they've overcome, and the insights they bring to the future. Let's get moving right here, right now on Going Forward.
Man, you're filled with a lot of, it seems like along your path, you picked up these little things that have helped you to just be better and better and better and better. You know, what is the one thing that you, like one rule that is like your, it has to be this in your organization? What is that one rule for you?
Do right. Make it easy. Let's make it easy. Do the right thing. And sometimes that defies everything that you feel, you know, but just people will start to figure out that you're not that person that's going to take advantage of them or anything. You'll do the right thing.
Yeah.
You have to figure out what it is. And you sit down with them. What's the right thing to do here? And sometimes life's subjective. And so someone's got a problem that you don't know. Say, well, what should we do here? You know, and they'll tell you. And then if you're smart, you'll take their advice and do it. And they'll say, oh, you're smart. Well, I just listened to you. You told me what to do.
What do you say to those? Because, you know, you talked about like doing the right thing. That's like your staple. That's the thing that's got to happen. But what about some of those people who want a fast way or a fast track to growth? I mean, have you ever seen anyone really make it by just saying, I want to do things fast. I don't want to take the route that George did. I want to go from 0 to 60 in 2 years. And is that sustainable?
I don't know. I've never tried that. I had to build this house brick by brick, lesson by lesson. And it took me a long time. I've done this 50 years. It just took a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't know how fast you can learn. Maybe you could learn faster than I did. I hope you do. Mm-hmm. But it took me a long time. And I never knew where I was going. To be honest, I didn't know we'd end up here. So I had no idea. I just kept doing the same things that worked over and over again. And you've seen me, Eric. Sometimes I'd be in such distress that I couldn't even express it. Yeah. There's some very, very, very low moments, but you got to get over it. And I've managed to do that. And just understand that's part of the game. You're not going to win everything. You're not going to win
everything. That's right. What are three things that you just say? Okay. Well, if you had to say it, if I was a young lawyer coming to you and I would say, Mr. Sink, give me three things that I should do in my new law firm. What would you tell me?
Make friends with all your clients and your people. You know, find out about their dog. You know, what's going on with your mother? What's your husband saying about all this stuff?
Okay.
You know, okay. So now you get a relationship with them. And then if you want to find out, you know, like what's going on in the office that I could fix and make life better for everybody, they might be honest with you. They might open up. Okay. So you're friends. You got that friendly thing going. Good.
Okay.
Next thing would be, I guess, be professional. Never lie to your clients. Or if you set a deadline, boy, if it's going to take 3 weeks to do it, you tell them, listen, I'm going to have this for you in 1 month. Now, mark the dates. It's the 13th today, okay? 13th of the next month, you got it. So you know, what do you know? You know you're going to have it done in 3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to deliver more than faster than they expect. And what are they going to think? That's good. Same situation. Say, oh, I'll have it for you in 2 weeks. And it takes 3 weeks. Oh, he's slow. God, my lawyer's slow. You know, slow man. So there's a little technique in it, you know, that you can use to make people get the impression that you're good. So that would be good to have clients think you're good. And then ask them to send their friends and family to you, you know, if they ever need help. And I always ask them, I say, would you do me a favor? You know, at the end, they're happy. Would you do me? Yeah. Okay. Would you ask your friends and family to give us a call if they're ever in a situation where they get hurt on the job or on the highway? And you got to ask them because they don't know. I mean, that was one of my mistakes. I was up. Oh, I did a general practice to start with, and I couldn't get paid. I got paid 50 cents on the dollar, but I couldn't sue my clients. And I know there's something wrong with me, but I just couldn't do it. They owed me the money, but I couldn't pay. They're just poor people that, you know, they paid me what they thought probably was a lot. And I don't think it was late. I stayed 6:37 at night because it was hard for him to get off work.
Yeah.
I think he came at 5:30, something like that. And so good. Here's your divorce. And we did it just like we said. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Georgia. Anything, you know, we'll do it. But excuse me, I had to go see my lawyer right now. So apparently he had another lawyer. And I said, oh, well, who's that lawyer? And it was a good lawyer. And I said, why didn't you call me for the auto? It was an auto accident. For the auto accident. He said, I didn't know you did that.
Wow.
I didn't know you did that.
Wow.
You know, he would have, but didn't know. So your job is to let them know what you can do to help them without being, you know, overwhelming them.
What a great lesson. That's a great lesson.
So that was a big one for me.
So you said the three things they should do: one, make friends, you know, two, be professional. You're going to do something when you say you're going to do it. And what's the last one that they should do?
The other one, that second one's the under promise and over deliver, you know, basic, that an old one. And the other thing is make sure they know you would be grateful if they would have their friends and family do the things that put bread and butter on your table so you can survive. They didn't know. I mean, this man would have done anything for me, but he didn't know I did that. So that was my fault, not his.
You know, what's interesting is that the three things that you just named, none of them have to do with being this amazing, best of the best lawyers that I know and I can recite case law. None of those things said that. They were all fundamental things that you just talked about.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
That's what you get in school. But school's out, baby. It's showtime.
All right. So you just gave me the three things that you should do. So what are three things that you would tell a young lawyer coming up or a law firm? Don't do these three things. What were the three things you would say don't do?
You're always 5 minutes early for a meeting. You're always a week ahead of performing what a client would expect. So don't think you're that important, man. You're not. Client's important. So be client based. Always worry about them. Don't worry about you. Mm-hmm. A lot of great lawyers out there, but you could be better if you can combine the intelligence and the smart. Okay.
Yeah.
One thing, what else? I told you, make friends, make them your friend. He's not a client. Talk to them like human beings.
Yeah.
What I like doing once is I talked to this fellow and I knew who's the decision maker. I knew his wife was, and she wasn't there that night. And so I'm talking to him and I said, okay, here's what's going on. And here's what we're going to do. But here's what I want you to tell your wife when you get home.
Yeah.
And so I told him what to say. And boy, he lit up. Yeah, thank you. You know, because now we're in on this together, you know.
Yeah.
It's George and the client, you know, making this thing happen. And I it's not fooling anybody. It's just, how do you say it to? Mm-hmm. And he would be faced with this. His wife would grill him when he got home, you know, like, because there might be some money associated with this endeavor. And if so, she wants to know when we're going to get it, because we got children and we got car payments and stuff like that. So it's legitimate. But how do you say it?
Yeah.
So you give them some help in making life good. Go out your way a little bit. I had a lady once that I rarely, anyway, she came in with a friend She got passed up to me because no one could deal with her. She just, nobody could deal with her. And so she came in with a friend once, and she had a car that was totaled, and she wanted to keep it and get it repaired. And of course, that's a no-no, because if the insurance companies, they have thousands, millions of cars, and if they say it's totaled, they can't fix it. And they have the best connections with the best service people who would do the best job in the world for them, and they can't do it. And you're going to do it? No, you're not going to do it, because Carol, once you get the money and you put it in there, that car is still going to rattle, and you're going to, every month you'll have to put something new. Okay. So she brought friend in, 45 minutes. I talked to her, tried to talk her out of it. And then, I said, okay, you're the boss. You know that, but you, this is what, you know, this is what I would do if I, and so she had a big smile. She turned to her friend and said, see, I told you. In other words, I knocked myself out for her. Mm. That's what she wanted to show her friends, that I would knock myself out for her. And I did. And I did. I cared. And I think she was making a big mistake. But she is the boss.
Wow.
I mean, if I exhaust, and she saw me exhaust myself doing this. And didn't get frustrated, didn't get angry. I was trying to be careful and kind and helpful. And she just brought her friend to show me that, hey, I got this person who will, you know, will try really, really hard for me. I'm going to do it, but I just want you to see this monkey dance, you know.
I think she wanted to show off that, you know, like, you know, I have more than a lawyer.
I have more than a lawyer. I care about her. I did. I thought she was making a big mistake, and I thought it would hurt her, so I didn't want her to do it. But I'm not the boss, and I did knock myself out. And it wasn't like, oh, you don't want to do it? Okay, so. No, it wasn't like that. It was just the opposite. I really put on quite an effort to do. Anyway, and that's what she brought her friend. That's what I didn't know. I didn't know I was part of that show until that moment. And then I said, oh, she was just doing this to show her friend that I cared about her.
Yeah.
That was interesting to me. So people want people who care about them.
Mm.
So that's an important thing.
You know, there's as you became, like, I keep referring to it as George Sink to George Sink. Right? So when you get to that level, does it get easier or does it get harder?
It gets different. Because my responsibilities change. I don't get the day-to-day contact with the clients anymore. I get day-to-day contact with the manager. I get day-to-day contact with the accountant. I get day-to-day contact with my bookkeeper. I get day-to-day contact with various other things. So it becomes a managerial endeavor.
Mm.
Well, it helps that I'm really well-schooled because I did everything. You know, I've done the books. I've done everything. So, I mean, I know how to supervise it and I know how to talk to the people. I can anticipate what problems are real and what are baloney. So I call them on it too. I'm pretty honest and is maybe brutally honest, but you know, I said, you know, that's not right. What's going on here?
You know, how do you feel 2020, like the whole COVID era, has really changed not just, you know, your law firm, but all law firms and how they operate?
It seems like two things happen that jump out immediately. COVID teaches you you need people to help you. And there was a dropping out of the workforce. I think that's leveling out now, but you realize how much you depend on your people. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, back to the office, you know, like, can it happen? Can what the magic you that has been happening happen when people are working from home? So working from home and is quite a problem. So it's COVID made a difference in that way. So I appreciate the people even more. And because when you're without or you're working, the people that are there harder because you're a little bit short and it's hard to find the people, you really appreciate what they're doing. And they're sticking with you. So you stick with them. So yeah, right. Those two things that you appreciate your people more, and the working from home problem is there. And you know about that.
Oh yeah, I totally do. And I think for a law firm, you have to have that physical location, you know, boots on the ground mentality. I think it's important, you know, because like you said, I mean, a lot of things that you described in the first part about having, you know, they were really fundamentals of just how to treat people. And I think if you take that element out, I think, it, you know, you don't have much of a law firm if no one's calling you, you know,
right.
You know, we're going to take one final break and we're going to come back. I got one more surprise for you. And then we're going to come back and talk about how to hire lawyers. Cause you've done that a lot. You got a lot of different lawyers. So we will take a break and come right back and we'll talk about that. Okay.
Hold tight, listeners. We're taking a brief pause. Going forward, we'll be back shortly with more insightful conversations.
I'm attorney George Sink, and my law firm helps people
who've been hurt in a car crash or on the job.
Hey, let me see that. You forgot the best part.
George Sink Injury Lawyers has the experience to help you get your money faster.
It's easy. Just call all nines.
Get George Sink's law firm on the line.
Call 999-999. Was that good, guys?
Hey, it's Eric here from VIP Marketing, and I want to ask you digital marketers something. Are you frustrated with your current PPC marketing campaigns? Well, I want to tell you about a tool that we use here at our agency. It's called Optimizer. You have the ability to get your reports up to date and make sure that you get alerts on them. You can even work into workflows as well. So if you're frustrated with your campaigns right now and the reporting systems that you use, I want to give you a 14-day free trial of Optimizer. Go to optimizer.com/go/VIP.
Welcome back to Going Forward. We hope you're recharged because we've got an exciting second half waiting for you. Get ready to dive deeper and be inspired. Let's keep the momentum going.
For those of you who are joining us for the first time or just jumping in, we have Mr. George Sink of George Sink Injury Lawyers. You know, a lot of you may have recognized him if you were in South Carolina, on, you know, and also he runs a national practice too, you know, disabledvets.com. And, you know, that's one thing we hadn't talked about because people know you a lot from, you know, the personal injury law ads, you know, but, you know, what sparked you to kind of do like this other practice, Disabled Vets?
Well, on my second tour, I was in medevac, and I spent a half year in the Great Lakes Naval Hospital. They patched up my leg, and nobody even knows it. You know, I mean, wow. Well, the thing is, everything's in your head. Everything's in your head. I saw a one-handed piano player just beautifully play a piano. I saw He was a karate champion, but he had trouble using one leg. So he was dependent on one leg more than the other. That's what I remember. But so you can overcome everything. And some people can't, you know, they don't know what to do. And a lot of the veterans refuse. They get a slip that says, nope, you're not going to get, they apply. And wow. The government says, nope, you're not going to get it. And I just think they need some help. And the system is very difficult and hard and takes a long time. So yeah. I thought maybe this would be something to do. So I hope it helps.
Yeah. And then for a lot of people who don't know, like the way you've explained it to me, I mean, this practice helps people from Maine to Maui, you know, disabled vets across the country. So it's not just South Carolina. So good for you for doing that and really not forgetting where you came from on right. that one. We played a couple of, you know, your ads, you know, a little while ago. I can't help but look and say like, man, it looks like you have fun when you do this. Is it fun for you to be in ads? I mean, you know, some folks dread being on camera, but it seems like, you know, you've almost perfected it now.
Oh, it's fun for me to do everything. Remember, I told you that was a turning point in my career when I decided I wasn't going to be a Kiwanis transactional person where, you know, I do it just so that I pray that they send me business. I don't want to do that anymore. You know, nothing. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I didn't always make a lot of money. My first job paid me $10,000. And after 3 years, it was $12,500 for a year. You know, I mean, That's all I had. And I had more debt than I had income. So, you know, yeah. it's thank God for America. Thank God I was born here and had a chance to succeed, you know, because of the system, because of, you know, our process that allows people who want to work hard or are desperate to succeed, they have a chance, and it's a real chance. So yeah. I felt very lucky to be an American. So,
you know, you have the opportunity sometimes to kind of, you know, hire that new lawyer who was just like you starting yeah. out, right? I mean, what are some of the things that, I mean, what are some of the things that you look for, some great traits that you look for when you are hiring a lawyer to join your law firm?
Well, this is one of my areas where I make more mistakes than you'd ever imagine. We've done pre-screening tests when we've decided that what I did once is the guy who did these tests, you know, because it's we're a continuing source of revenue to him because we keep hiring lawyers. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, do one on me. And so I get this report back. This is a sparkling hero who can do no wrong. Okay, good. That's me. All right. So here's what I did. Here's what I did. Yeah. I sent one in under a phony name. Get this report back. Don't hire this guy. He's going to disrupt everything you're doing. And he's a disruptive force. So
wow.
Both of those things turned out to be true. And I learned something about myself, you know, but I am a disruptor. I change things and I move things and make things happen. So mm-hmm. it disrupts a stable environment. And that's, you've known me long enough. You know, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with what we've got. I want to keep moving on to the next big thing and the next. I'm curious about it. I'm interested in it.
I've never heard you refer to yourself as a disruptor, though. I mean, you are. And it usually when you have a disruptor, they usually do something great and something that people that they look up to. But I've never heard you refer to yourself as a disruptor.
Well, I found out about that because I bring these things back, you know, 26 things from every seminar. And I finally decided three will do it because that's more effective. But I would drive Alan Kennington's my COO, and he's terrific.
Yeah.
Killer.
Alan's great. He's a great man.
But every one of those three things disrupts systems that are in place, makes people confused, requires a lot of new training and maybe a new equipment, and maybe a new department. You know, things like that. It's new. It's disruptive. And why wasn't I chosen for that? He gets all that stuff because he's on the ground making sure everything runs.
Mm-hmm.
He gets all that, and so I learned from him that that's very disruptive, and we have to find a way to integrate that into our successful system so it doesn't set the system. So I have to honor, I always listen to him because he's really honest man, and he's honorable, and he's one of these top of his class people, you know, that sort of, he's got a lot of intelligence and he doesn't lie. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's a good one.
Yeah. So what do I look for in person? I look for character. I can't change their character. And if they're late for the meeting or they misspell stuff on their resume, boy, what are you telling me, dude? You know, that's not going to cut it. So you have to keep that in mind. And you look for someone who will work hard.
Okay.
And I'm wrong a lot. A lot more in that area than I'd be glad to tell you. Maybe it's 50-50. I don't know. But I do see sparks of stuff. And one of my reports said I do see, and he cites this as a fault, actually. I see all the good stuff in them.
Yeah.
I get disappointed when they don't maximize their potential.
Mm.
Yeah, it disappoints me, really. So that's a fault. I got to be careful because people are what they are, and I need to not try to make them something they're not. And everybody's got limits, so they're not going to do it. Okay, I have to understand that and deal with what I've got, you know, not what I wish I had or Yeah.
Well, has there ever been anything where you wish you had it? You just said
I never had a goal. That's a funny. I mean, I did, you know, like specific tactical goals, like get the accounting department more efficient, get them computers that do this and that, and so they don't have to work so hard and things like that. But yes, that's tactical. Strategically, I just wanted to keep working hard, polishing it, things up, staying ahead of everybody else, on, you know, predicting the future, and starting it now so that 2 years from now, when everybody says, oh, well, yeah, I knew about that. Well, yeah, what'd you do about it? Well, we're going to get something next month, I heard, and we'll see what happens.
Right.
Well, we're already 2 years into it. I mean, we're polished. We've made our mistakes. We've polished up our act. It's happening, you know. And
wow.
So, yeah, if you get two or three of those, I just have to realize I have to seek Alan's help and advice because I'm not built this way. So he's got a part of me that I need. He's here's how we got to get it done. It's going to have to take 5 months. I said, 5 months? I can do this in 5 weeks. He says, yes, you can, but there'll be so much disruption that the practice will go off the rails. And
wow,
I have to listen. And he's right. That's the nice part of it. So he helps me out, keeps me successfully moving on. You know, that's,
if you had to start all over, if you had to start all over and rebuild it, you've already done it and you've seen how you've done it. What's the first hire you would make? If you had to start it just you, what's the first hire you make?
I have to look and see what I was entitled, what I had pretty much mastered or been on top of. And that's probably pretty much everything, but to some extent or other, I like one thing better than the other. And whatever I didn't want to do, I would look for someone who could do that. And then, you know, I know what they're doing because I just got done doing it. So, I mean, I know what's going on, but I just want someone to do that so that we can develop a relationship where, I can supervise them knowingly and in a friendly way because I know what their problems are. So that frees me up so I can manage. It frees, you know, 100% of what I'm doing, maybe down to 75%. And I can work on that 75% a lot so that I can grow that to 100%. And then I'll find someone to do the other thing. So they're doing this thing and I'll get someone to do the other thing, you know, supervise them. And that's how I grow. That's how I.
Well, you've read so many books. You've taken a lot of knowledge from a lot of these books. Why not write your own?
I'm not a good writer. I get angry and disappointed and raging, and I think I put people off. And it's not. I don't feel like I'm a good instructor, and I don't write that well. It's just writing is very hard for me. It's not hard. It's just I'm not that fluid writer. I'm not, you know, like an athlete. I can play the position, but I'm not that fluid at it. You know, and I need to be really fluid at something to inspire me. To work on my weaknesses. I don't want to do that. I want to work on my strengths. You know, enhance my strengths. I don't want to be able to speak Chinese. I don't care. Because I stink. I stink at foreign languages. I stink. And so why would I do that? I want to do, you know, like, what am I going to be good at? And it turned out I was, you know, the test that I would be a good lawyer. So it turned out So what else can I do that, you know, fits into my program? That, you know, I don't, whatever I am, I was given.
Yeah. That.
My job is to develop it. Will this land produce this plant or this plant? This plant won't grow there. This plant will. So I want to pick something that this plant will grow. You know, what will grow in that in my life, in my body, in my mind. And I'll be excited about it because if you do what you love, you never have to work a day in your life.
That's right. Man, I last question. And then we'll end it here. What do you want people to know about George Sink Injury Lawyers?
That you're the most important thing in the world. Clients are the most important thing in the world. We care about you. We bleed when success is not as great as we wanted under some circumstances. It's really important to us. I mean, it's a cause. I mean, we do this as much for ourselves to make us feel good. And we want you to feel good because that makes us feel great.
Wow.
So if they help us feel great, we want to help them feel good. And we got all the mechanics down. That's after 50 years, it's pretty easy. But how to make you happy? We want to make clients happy and satisfied that they did it to the point where they'll tell their friends and family, hey, they'll treat you right. And everybody knows what that means.
That's right.
We will. That's really important. It's important to me because then I'm so happy to come to work every day because I know we've done our very, very best. And you can tell people when things don't work out perfectly, you say, we did our very, very best. And this is as good as it gets. And you can honestly tell them that. It's not like I'm lazy and you're not important. It's like I killed myself to get to this spot. I just tell you, this is it ain't going to get any better than this. Oh.
You know, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest and throughout the years being an awesome friend as well. And, you know, I want to encourage people to really not just, you know, only, you know, go to the website and see the firm, but really to kind of listen in and see exactly if they can take some gems from everything that you put down in this jewelry store today with all these gems that you dropped. So I think that was really awesome. You know, for Going Forward Nation out there, for all you folks listening, I want to thank you for giving me your most valuable asset, which is your time. And I want to thank our guest, Mr. George Sink, as well. This is Going Forward. Mr. Sink, just hold the line for me, okay? Thank you, guys.
I want to thank you all for giving us your most valuable asset, your time. And also a huge thank you to our sponsors over at Optimizer. For all of you who are running PPC campaigns and you want to see how to do it better and get better results and actually boost the performance of your campaigns and save time, get a free trial at optimizer.com/go/VIP.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate our podcast and share it with a friend. Every share, every comment, every rating propels us forward. For more content, insights, and updates, visit ericelliott.com. Remember, your journey, your story is what keeps us going forward. Until next time.
Hey, Going Forward Nation, it's Eric Elliott. I want to thank you for listening to the latest episode of Going Forward. And also, I want to ask you guys, if you enjoyed that episode, make sure you go on and give us a great rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And also, send this out to any of your colleagues that you feel that could benefit from this message. I want to thank you guys for giving us your most valuable asset, which is time. Thank you so much.